Okay, topic number three.
The Ohio legislature is debating a far-reaching voucher bill aimed to expand the state vouchers program to its middle-class families. What are the promises and pitfalls of the program?
So let me be clear when they say middle class. In Ohio, this bill that's under consideration would allow any family making up to $100,000 a year to have a pretty significant voucher to send their kid to a private school, and looks like, at least over time, would allow kids who are already in private schools to take part of this. And the question is, in a time of a fiscal crunch, not enough money, is this the, you know, this kind of middle class giveaway something that we want to support?
Oh, I'm actually down with that. That part works for me. The part that
what works for what?
Oh, we're 100,000 eligibility. I'm fine for including a voucher. And those dollars, you know what? I mean, my understanding at least is I think the voucher amount is less than per people outlays in Ohio, right?
Right.
So, you know, honestly, I got to say, if districts were run, you know, run the way they could be run, I don't actually see this as a dollar losing proposition for them. But the problem here, I think, is the notion that a lot of middle class families in suburban districts are eager for school choice. They've bought their homes because they kind of like their school. Their problem is not that they're eager to get their kid out of an obviously awful or unsafe school. Their problem is that they don't like the reading program, or they don't like what the school's doing for gifted children. And that's not a school choice question. That's really a question of creating opportunities to customize and to offer new services through the existing school. And, you know, whole school choice of the kind that works really well for stuck, at-risk urban kids doesn't do a lot for middle-class and suburban families.
That's interesting. But back to the means testing bit. So basically, you're in support of universal vouchers?
Yeah. I mean, basically, now I don't think 100,000 is universal. I mean, Mike, I know that you make well under 100,000, so you need, oh, wait a minute. No, you don't, but you're still a working family. You guys don't live in some mansion.
No, in fact, we're selling our 1,200 square foot house this week, if anybody's interested.
So I gotta say, the notion that, you know, that a family with two working parents that makes 90 or 95,000 is so rolling in dough that they ought to obviously be ineligible for a voucher like this, I think, I think it just does not jibe with my read on, you know, how hard it is to make ends meet for families nowadays.
Okay, I'm more skeptical than Rick on this one.